Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some patchy fog early on today, then sunshine with our high nearing 80. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 57. Showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our high of 83. Showers likely throughout Tuesday night with a low around 61. A chance for some rain early on Wednesday, then some sunshine with a high nearing 79. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person is dead after a crash between a motorcycle and a passenger vehicle at 6th and Chandler in Topeka. The Topeka Police Department received a report about a crash at approximately 3:18 a.m. yesterday. When they arrived on the scene, they found one victim laying in the road. The victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. The Topeka Police Department Accident Reconstruction Team is investigating the incident. Just after 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, sheriff's deputies stopped a 2017 Toyota Corolla for a traffic infraction near 158th and U.S. Highway 75 in Jackson County. That's according to Sheriff Tim Morse. After an investigation, deputies arrested 19-year-old Ryan Ahmed Mejio of Chandler, Arizona, on requested charges of possession of a stimulant, possession of a hallucinogenic drug, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a fraudulent identity card. That's according to Morse. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has identified the person killed in a Friday morning crash near St. George as a 38-year-old Manhattan woman. KHP says Abby Stose, 38, of Manhattan, died in an accident on U.S. 24 in Flush Road. Officials say just after 8:30 a.m., Stose was driving a 2021 Chevrolet Malibu North on Flush Road when she failed to yield at the stop sign at the intersection of Highway 24. The car was struck on the driver's side by a 2007 International driven by Michael Duncan of Westmoreland. Stose was pronounced dead at the scene. When police were called to deal with a teenager in the throes of a mental health crisis, everything went wrong. Cedric C.J. Lofton had had a troubled life, and his final hours were horrendous when he was dragged from the porch of his foster home, taken to a juvenile facility instead of a mental hospital, and shackled face down until he lost consciousness. The prosecutor in the case raised questions about nearly everyone involved in C.J.'s care, from the juvenile workers to the foster care system. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol says investigators believe a broken bow woman found dead in her home early Friday morning was killed by her ex-husband, who later killed himself. The patrol says in a news release that police found the body of 45-year-old Angie Miller in her broken bow home just before 2 a.m. on Friday and suspected her ex-husband, 41-year-old Ryan Miller, of killing her. The patrol says Ryan Miller was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound about 3 hours later in an Anselmo pasture. They did have 3 children. Nebraska has agreed to pay $479,000 to the family of a talkative Scotts Bluff man who was strangled to death in 2017 by a fellow inmate who didn't want a cellmate. The lawsuit filed by Terry Berry Jr.'s family against prison officials, they argued, were responsible for the 22-year-old's death because they put him in the same cell as Patrick Schroeder, was dismissed last week after both sides agreed to a settlement. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week heard an update from the American Rescue Plan Grant Administrator regarding premium pay. The board has discretion on who receives premium pay, which can include former employees as well as employees who have already received COVID bonus pay. Engineering fees for the new jail project cannot be paid out of rescue plan funds, as the jail itself is considered a gathering place. However, fees may be used for COVID-related accommodations as that project progresses. Public Works Administrator reported it would probably be mid-June when Hall Brothers get started resurfacing the back parking lot of the courthouse. County Councilor drafted a letter to the Department of Transportation regarding curves on North Highway 99 safety issues. No further action was taken at this time. The tax sale publication is complete, allowing a consent judgment through district court. They will then be able to proceed with a tax sale. Plans are underway for the Northeast Kansas County Officials meeting, which will be hosted by Marshall County September 23rd. The board briefly discussed the jail project. USDA pre-application has been completed, and the board will meet with representatives regarding interest rates soon. Washington County Community Foundation will host Match Madness Tuesday, May 17th. Contributions that day will be matched up to 50% with a $7,000 pool through Citizens National Bank, Central Valley Ag, and Hers Machine. Online donations may be made through the organization website, WashingtonCountyCF.org. They may be mailed to P.O. Box 24 at Washington, dated no later than Tuesday, and cash or checks will be accepted through any Community Foundation board member. They include Clarice Oldie, Chad Hilton, Mary Spence, Stephen Hendrickson, Doris Naniga, Deborah Hattisall, Mike Peters, William Slaughter, Deborah Tellinghast, Tini Ulick, Steve Wieters, or Shelley Baxter. Proceeds may be directed to the Washington County Opportunity Fund, which underwrites annual grants to local nonprofits, or the Administrative Fund, which supports the organization efforts. Again, their website for more information is WashingtonCountyCF.org. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Planning Commission at their last week's meeting. They've identified the different special interest groups and plan to interview them to understand what they consider to be the key issues affecting Nemahal County. Kylie Bergstrom with the Seneca Chamber of Commerce advised several local counties are interested in applying for historic byway status for the Pony Express route through Kansas. This could include Nemahal, Marshall, and Washington counties. A break-in at the Marysville Chamber Main Street office at 617 Broadway was reported May 3rd. An inside window was broken, a small amount of cash and a check were taken. Anyone with information regarding that afternoon is asked to contact authorities. An arrest was made in connection with an arson charge that damaged a car in Marysville May 6th. The vehicle owned by Renee Perez of Marysville was parked at an apartment at 907 North 15th Street. Witnesses were able to identify Nicholas McMillan of Home City, who was later arrested by authorities. His bond was set at $75,000, with charges to include two counts of felony criminal threat, misdemeanor battery against law enforcement, and criminal damage to property. Nemahal County Sheriff received a call last week reporting a vehicle theft at 103 North Street in Seneca. Shortly after that, a call was received reporting a theft of multiple lawnmower keys from 12 East North Street in Seneca. A second vehicle was reported stolen later in the day from 847 146th Road, Seneca. The investigation is ongoing. There is a suspect in custody. In a case that may or may not be related, Marysville police also report that a vehicle was reported stolen last week. They advise residents not to leave keys in the ignition or the vehicle when parked. Lane A. Digg, age 87, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Arlene Digg. Doris M. Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dottie Dice. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, chili, cinnamon rolls, celery with carrots, and strawberries and bananas. KNDY News Time 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying calm and sunny today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Tuesday night and clear up throughout Wednesday, and sunny throughout Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 53, and the record low, 32. Sunshine, but cool this morning at 48 degrees. Reports anywhere from a half to an inch of rain early Sunday morning. Overnight Saturday into Sunday, we showed just short of 70 hundredths here at studios in Marysville. That's a check on the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of May. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A night of Games 7. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
A lot of people say it was going to be a blowout. Well, they were right, but they didn't have us on the winning side.
A blowout it was. Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd speaking post game in Phoenix, where his team drubbed the Suns 123-90 to win their Western semifinal series in 7 games and advance to the conference finals. The Mavs will travel to the Bay Area to kick off their series with the Warriors Wednesday night at 11 Eastern. There will be a new NBA champion this year. The defending champion Bucks were trounced by the Celtics in Boston, 109-81. The Celts' Grant Williams led all scorers with a career-high 27. League MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo managing to stay positive.
You get better through experience. I enjoy being out there with my teammates. I enjoy, having this great season.
The Celtics tip off the Eastern Conference Final in Miami tomorrow night. Stanley Cup playoffs, a little Game 7 magic at Madison Square Garden.
Panarin, top the right circle, moves in, shoots, off the, it's in!
Oh, it's over!
Artemi Panarin scores, and the Rangers have won Game 7 in overtime.
Call on 98.7 ESPN New York. Artemi Panarin with the power play goal in overtime, 4-3 the final. The Blue Shirts come back from a 3-1 deficit to eliminate the Penguins. The Rangers will travel to Raleigh to face off against the Carolina Hurricanes in the next round Wednesday night at 7 Eastern. Baseball, another chapter in the abysmal season for the Reds. Cincinnati pitchers threw a combined no-hitter against the Pirates and lost. Pittsburgh's lone run coming off a fielder's choice from Brian Hayes that scored Rodolfo Castro in the 8th inning. Starter Hunter Green threw 7 1/3 hitless, credited with the loss. And for those of you keeping track at home, the last team to throw a combined no-hitter and lose, the Angels in 2008. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf faces lawmakers this week amid nationwide alarm over the shortage of infant formula and continued questions about the agency's oversight of food and agriculture. Califf's appearance on Thursday before the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, which writes the agency's annual spending bill, comes as the administration is struggling to address the formula shortage caused in part by recalls due to potentially deadly bacteria outbreak in an Abbott Lab manufacturing facility. Well, Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut released a whistleblower report that said details a culture at Abbott, she said, of falsifying records, tied to safety and product concerns, and retaliating against any employee who brought these issues to light. Now, Abbott did not respond to an inquiry about the whistleblower report, but the House Appropriations Committee will have a second hearing on the formula shortage coming up May 25th. A diverse coalition of ag, food, industry, and consumer groups are concerned that FDA is neglecting food safety issues and recently called on Califf to create a position that would have authority over food programs. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is in Poland through tomorrow for meetings addressing the war in Ukraine after discussions over the weekend in Germany with his G7 counterparts. The priority for the G7 meeting included addressing the soaring price of fertilizer globally and curbing the imposition of export restrictions. India on Saturday announced a ban on the exporting of its wheat, and so Vilsack says India's ban is exactly the wrong thing to do during a global food crisis. In Poland, Vilsack had meetings scheduled with the Polish Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Agriculture, European Union Ag Commissioner, and the Ukrainian Ag Minister. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Supply chain issues, global exports, and the commodity prices that are still having a lot of volatility in the market. Where are we at with all of this stuff as we continue to see a push for continued exports of our commodities, especially in the agricultural community? We sat down with Congressman Frank Lucas from the 3rd District of Oklahoma as he talks about the exports of commodity products and if we're getting any better on those exports.
I think we're doing better.
Okay.
And as the COVID issue continues to wind down and people are going back to work, remember there was a huge amount of supplemental aid passed to help people in the short term. That's expiring. We all have to go back to work. That's important for the economy. It's important for our families. I would argue it's important for our self-esteem. It's just important that we get the economy going again. Now, there would be those who would argue that the regulatory policies of the Biden administration, putting aggressive people in at the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, putting aggressive people in at the Securities and Exchange Commission, for instance, all people who, folks who do business in this country have to deal with, they're making it harder to do business. Now, they may want us all to do business their way, but it's not looking like that's in the economic best interest of the country or our fellow Americans who are trying to make a living and survive there.
He also went on to talk about the push for the green new energy and electric vehicles with the ongoing high gas prices in the country.
Oh, Andy, the midterm election's putting huge pressure on them. And this electrical vehicle stuff. Now, let's think for a moment. You have to have batteries. If you're going to make millions and millions or tens of millions of electric pickups, cars, you've got to have the material to make the batteries. A lot of that stuff comes out of China and Russia and very hostile places to us. So the capacity to produce enough batteries is in question.
That, again, was Congressman Frank Lucas from the 3rd District of Oklahoma.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit limit, down payment, APR, term, and vehicle.
Pietra 77 Livestock Sales will have a feeder cattle and hay sale today. A fairly light run of cattle as planting season continues. Early consignments include 4 Charlet Black Hereford first calf families, 3-week to 60-day-old calves, 7 black families running age, 2 weeks March black calves, 24 black steers neifers, 30-day wean, 5.5 to 650 pounds, 9 black and red steers neifers, weaned double vaccinated, they're weighing at 5 to 650. 33 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers, yearlings, 750 to 8 and a quarter. Those are the early consignments. They will have some more cattle, but a fairly short run today with the feeder cattle and hay sale Mondays at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
What is the largest denomination of U.S. currency? Some fun facts about your folding money on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 16th, the 136th day of the year. Actress Deborah Winger has a birthday, and the nickel turns 156 years old. The Treasury authorized minting of the 5-cent piece on this day in 1866. What's the largest denomination of U.S. currency in circulation? The Treasury says you could find a $10,000 bill, and it is legal tender. Bills larger than $100 have not been printed since 1969, but there are some larger denominations still circulating. The Federal Reserve destroys them as they receive them. If you should spot a 10G bill, you'll know it by smiling countenance of one of Solomon P. Chase, Abe Lincoln's Treasury Secretary, along with all the zeros, of course. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 48 this morning with sunshine. Warming up rather quickly, highs around 80 on tap for your Monday. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State softball team had an earlier exit than expected from the American Conference Tournament, but their spirits were lifted on the flight home. Wichita State earned an at-large bid for the 2022 NCAA Regional. The Shockers are headed to the Fayetteville Regional as the number 3 seed. This will be Wichita's 6th NCAA Regional appearance and 2nd straight. The Shockers join Arkansas, Oregon, and Princeton. The action starts Friday with a doubleheader. The first game will be Arkansas and Princeton at 6 o'clock, followed by Wichita State and Oregon on ESPN Plus at 7:30 p.m. Washburn's baseball team is going dancing as well for the first time in program history. The Bods finished in second place in the MIAA tournament, helping them get a 7 seed in Central Region number 2. Number 7 Washburn will play number 2 Southern Arkansas on Thursday at 3 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Salvador Perez hit a go-ahead two-run single in the ninth inning, and the Royals recovered from blowing a 6-run lead to beat the Colorado Rockies yesterday 8-7. Bobby Witt Jr., Whit Merrifield, and Emmanuel Rivera homered for the Royals, who took 2 of 3 from Colorado. The Royals will now head home to start a 5-game series with the Chicago White Sox starting tonight at 7:10 p.m. Another former Kansas City Chief is heading to Miami. Former Chiefs defensive end Melvin Ingram has signed with the Dolphins and will join former Chief Pro Bowler Tyreek Hill. Melvin Ingram joined the Chiefs in the middle of last season after being traded by the Pittsburgh Steelers, playing 9 games with the team. During that time, he notched 15 tackles, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble while with the Chiefs. He also provided a boost for the Chiefs' pass rush that was struggling. The Chiefs placed an unrestricted free agent tender on Ingram just a few weeks ago, offering him a 1-year contract worth $4.4 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. Congratulations, Marysville High Class of 2022. From Kike Firm Bussing, CPA, Schroller Collision Center, State Farm Insurance, John Bannister, Enan's Automotive, Kemp's Disposal, Blue Valley Insurance Agencies, First Commerce Bank, and Reflections Hallmark. This year's graduates include Daniel Ackerman, Cyan Argo, Ashlyn Ballman, Cody Barnes, Christopher Bartles, Ty Barton, Macy Behrens, Leanne Booth King, Jody Borgerding, Hiley Carrillo, and Sasha Carrillo. Congratulations to the class of 2022 from Marysville High School, from our KNDY Sports Booster Club members, and congratulations to our Sports Booster Scholarship winner, Grace Schroller.
KNDY.
I believe in signs, and I believe that mountains move one prayer at a time. If I could be an angel, I'd make your every wish come true. But I am only human, just a woman loving you. Where you're I'll be there for you. see our footprints in the sand. Sometimes you would carry me, and sometimes you'd be in my hands. If we can love.